Oregon salon owner to reopen business despite unconstitutional stay-home order. By Amy Furr on May 5, 2020. A salon owner is planning to reopen her business Tuesday in Salem, Oregon, despite Governor Kate Brown's stay-at-home orders. When glamour salon owner Lindsay Graham closed her business weeks ago due to the coronavirus lockdown, she began to miss her clients and fellow stylists, according to KGW8. "We have incredibly deep relationships where we share everything with each other and we laugh with each other," she said. However, Graham also misses having an income and explained that not being able to provide for her husband and three kids has been difficult. "We're not entirely sure where next month's funds are going to come from," she explained. To provide for her family, the salon owner decided to open her business again even though Brown recently extended Oregon's state of emergency until July 6. The new executive order gives the governor the legal authority to maintain the orders she's issued thus far, including the stay-home order, a moratorium on residential and commercial evictions and other financial stimulus measures, and issue new ones as she sees fit, according to the Oregonian. Despite the extension, Graham said she wanted to lead by example. "People are now looking up to me to be kind of the leader in this. You know, how's this going to go for you? Are you going to be able to open your doors and provide for your family? And if that goes well, maybe I can open my doors and provide for my family," she said. Monday, a representative from the Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Agency paid her a visit and warned that she could face fines if she reopened her business. "That's an ending for us," Graham said, adding, "That can't happen." Still, the salon owner resolved to open her doors regardless of the potential backlash. "The government has backed us into a corner and driven fear into us so that we can't even take a stand and earn our living. It's completely unconstitutional and it's devastating and it's immoral," she stated. Three of her four stylists were scheduled to work on Tuesday. They will wear masks and gloves and only one client will be allowed inside the salon at a time, according to Graham. Monday, Facebook users expressed their opinions about the owner's decision to reopen. "You're sick, not special, and you are not essential. OHA needs to step in and start fining all and shutting down. Pure disrespect for your fellow humans," one person commented. "Wishing you all the best today," another wrote.